Hey, my next guest asks us to put an April 13th date on our calendar for year number 15, Jake's Music Festival, alive and well. Tom Scheidel in to talk, maybe for the 15th time. Good morning to you, Tom.
Have you been here that long, Shelly?
I've been here 17 years. Wow. Don't tell anybody.
Congratulations.
It's kind of, it's like, whoa, what happened here? But, I've got to turn the microphone on. That's what keeps me here.
There you go. So as long as you remember how to do that, you'll be all set.
Then check me when I'm 90. Love what we do. And you love what you do. Obviously, many hats you wear. What's your day job?
Media and public events relate. Okay. Media and event management, public relations. Working a lot with school systems, okay. Helping them get the message out about the good things going on in public education these days.
Nice. And you're here somewhat wearing that hat, but only in father form because Jake's your son, and this has been a journey for you, and take it away.
Yeah, we started Jake's Music Festival 15 years ago as a fundraiser for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, also known as JDRF. Jake was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 6 years old. And 15 years ago, Todd Herring, a friend of mine, who used to be in a band called Crack Wisely, the two of us sat down and said, we need to come up with some kind of a fundraiser. And so we threw out a bunch of ideas and came up with the idea of having a music festival because Jake's always loved music. We named it after him because why not? And so that was 15 years ago. Our first show was at the old Studio 28. They rented us a theater and we did the show there. Yeah, the building's even gone now. Doesn't even exist anymore. But this year we're going to be, for the second year in a row, we're going to be at Elevation, which is the downstairs music venue at the intersection, which we loved it last year. The venue is just perfect. They have a capacity there is about 800 people. We have room to do a silent auction. There's two different bars. The stage is, the acoustics are just incredible. All the bands that have played in there just rave about how good it sounds in that room. They did a really nice job when they built that out last year. And we're really, really excited to go back. And the folks at the intersection have been just fantastic to work with.
Well, more of the 101, certainly a very affordable ticket price, and that would be because 100% of the ticket sales do support the foundation.
Right, exactly. Thankfully, we've had some really good sponsors over the year. This year, Perrin Brewing Company and United Bank are two major sponsors. Mm-hmm. And because they cover all of our production costs, so that 100% of the ticket price people pay, 100% of the donations, 100% of the money that's spent on the silent auction, all of that will go directly to the local chapter of JDRF.
Great. What's the VIP get?
So VIP, that's a $25 ticket. So general admission is $10. VIPs are $25. There's a special seating area for VIPs. You also get a ticket for a free adult beverage. And there's also a swag bag that comes with that. That's got lots of really cool little things. I know there's probably some memorabilia for Jake's Music Festival, like guitar picks. And then we've got some, I heard there was going to be a gift certificate to Connie's Cakes in there. And lots of things like that. So it's a really good deal, because you get the special seating, which is close to the stage. And there's a bar on that side that's, for the VIPs. So it's a really nice, little package to improve the evening for yourself.
Sorry. Well, let's talk about the evening, and then obviously we'll talk a little bit more about Jake and diabetes and that journey. But what time does your first band play?
Well, the doors are going to open at 6 o'clock, and the DJ will be playing right away. So we'll have music right at the start. First band is going to hit the stage at about 6:45. We are still working. We're confirming band times right now, and we should have that this weekend. So if you check out our website, which is jakesmusicfestival.com, or our Facebook page, you'll be able to find out band times this weekend. But the bands, we have just an incredible lineup. One of the things about Jake's Music Festival is we've always tried to showcase lots of different musical styles and always local or regional bands. And so this year is no exception to that. We have got some really great bands. The Automatic, who's performed a couple of times with us, that's a Nick Stevenson's band, and very much a rock, sort of rock slash pop slash blues influenced kind of music. So really, really fun band. Barrel Bones, which is a newer band, but they've performed. There's some members of that from the group Papa Vegas, if people remember them. So we're very excited to have them on there. Cabildo is a Latin fusion band. So big band, lots of drums, lots of percussion, just fun, and that we're really, really looking forward. They were at local First Street Party either last year or the year before and just wowed everybody. So we're really looking forward to having them in. Stone Soup and the Broken Teeth, that's a relatively new band too. They're sort of in the vein of Grateful Dead or Fish, you know, sort of jam band kind of thing. And one of the leaders of that band used to be with the Waxies, the Irish band. So they performed, they actually performed at Irish and Ionia last month. So really, really fun band there. The Five is a very unique act. And he's performed a lot over at the open mic nights at Founders. And it is a performance unlike any other. I'll leave it there. You got to see him. And then Young Pioneer is actually out of the Brighton area, so they're coming over here. They've been performing all over the place too. They've been around for several years. Got a couple of CDs out. So again, they're kind of in the vein of like the Automatic. So a little more rocky, poppy kind of stuff. But again, from you know, more of a regional band rather than just a local band. So we're really looking forward to having them. And then that's all happening on the main stage there at Elevation. And then once we finish on the main stage, which will be about 11 o'clock, we're going to move over to the Mint and have a little low-key after party, which is just, if you're familiar with the intersection, they actually have four different rooms now. So they've got the main showroom upstairs, and then the Stash, which is upstairs, and then downstairs is Elevation and the Mint. So the Mint's a little smaller place, and we've got a brand new band. I mean, like, these guys have performed, I think, at a couple of coffee shops, but they're called the Gilded Revolution Project. And we're really looking forward to having them perform. They're more of an acoustic band, and so it'll be kind of this little low-key after the big event, just kind of hang out. And if people, you know, if you bought a ticket, you're welcome to come. But usually, like we did this last year, and it's just a place for the organizers and volunteers and band members to just sort of hang out and chill after a very hectic, very enjoyable, very great night for raising funds.
Raising funds for the Juvenile Research Diabetes Research Foundation under the direction of Tom Scheidel, this Jake's Music Festival for its 15th time. Couple more details. Art by Sarah Jean?
Yeah, Sarah Jean Anderson is going to be there again. This will be probably her third or fourth time with us. And what she does, I mean, she's a fairly well-known artist. She's an artist, comedian. She does lots of stuff, like many of us. what she does is she does live art on the spot. So one year she actually created pieces on old record albums, the old vinyls. The last couple of years she does sketches. So you come in and tell her, here's what I want, and you make a donation to JDRF, and she will create something for you right there on the spot. So, because one of the things we've always said about the Jake's Music Festival is it's not just a concert. We really do call it a festival for a reason, because there's lots of other things going on.
I'm not sitting in a seat for 3 hours.
No, not at all. With the silent auction, so we have a lot of local merchants who have donated items. So we have the silent auction going on, which is what's, they call it a bucket auction. So you buy a ticket or a string of tickets, and you drop that in the bucket. And if your ticket is pulled, you win that item. And so there's restaurant gift certificates, there's growler fill-ups to some of the local breweries, there's passes to places like the Public Museum and the Art Museum and things like that. So some really, really neat items there. Then you have Sarah Jean doing the the art. We're going to have some food. I know that Connie's Cakes is going to have free cake samples. So if for no other reason, you should pay $10 just to have some Connie's Cakes. I got to promote the wife shop too.
You do have to promote the wife shop, and her name's not Connie.
No, that would be Mary, but that's kind of so there's a lot of activity, a lot of things going on, and it's just fun. I mean, every time people come in for the first time, they go, "This is so much fun. This is one of the best events I've been to all year."
Yes, and do I get to may I introduce a couple of acts?
And we are hoping so. Yeah. So Shelley's been to there, not all 15 years, but you've been there several
Wealthy,
times.
Wealthy, and then over by the mall, I was at that.
When we were at the Orbit Room, our one year at the Orbit Room. Yeah, we had to get 1 year in at the classic rock and roll venue in Grand Rapids before they closed for good. So the Elevation, we're looking forward to having you there early on, introducing a couple of bands. But that's the thing. I mean, you've been there. Aris Hampers has introduced bands before from WLEV. Used to be with WLEV. John Sinkovitz has been there. We've got some other surprises. We've got a couple of things up our sleeves. That we're not going to tell anybody about. We'll just say that there will be other things happening between acts, hopefully, and you'll just have to be there to see. But we always pull out a couple of surprises, and we're looking forward to it this year, too.
What a great time. Before we do our full review, how is Jake and how's his diabetes?
Jake is doing fantastic. He lives in Chicago now, but he comes back every year. He's actually turned into sort of like our main MC for the event now, which is kind of fun, because when he was 13 and we started this, he just kind of bopped around and looked at everything. And now he's very much involved in all the planning. As I said, he's sort of our main host for the night of. And so it's great that he's really taken a role. The diabetes control, he just recently got a what's called a CGM, which is a continuous glucose monitor, which is really helps for someone with type 1 diabetes as far as monitoring their blood sugar levels. And some CGMs actually will wirelessly connect with the insulin pump, so it really provides a level of control, and that kind of control of your blood sugars is what can stave off some of the complications with type 1 and things like that. So this has been a great step for him to be able to take that. And the reason that things like insulin pumps and CGMs are even available is because of the work that JDRF has done. JDRF is the number one fundraiser internationally for research into type 1 diabetes. And so what we're going to be able to do next Saturday night at Elevation is we're going to be able to raise a little bit more money that's going to go to help find those new therapies and eventually find a cure for type 1.
How do I find out more information about next Saturday night?
The best place to go would be our website. That is www.jakesmusicfestival.com. We're also on Facebook. Just look up Jake's Music Festival on Facebook. And we're going to be happening, like I said, next Saturday night, April 13th. Doors open at 6. Music starts right away. Be there early because the cake will go fast.
Festival organizer, dad of Jake, Tom Scheidel. Thanks. See you then.